obviously pleased with the outcome, pleased with the way this team prepared and the way they played this evening. You know, we came out, we said again we wanted to start fast, and we did that on both sides of the ball and special teams. The defense tonight was outstanding. You know, I felt like our first unit in particular, you know, shutting them out in the first half and you know, it was great on third down. I think they were 17%, you know, on third down. So they did a tremendous job. And the rest of the guys that came in, you know, did a tremendous job of keeping them out. You know, anytime you can keep somebody out of the end zone and force a couple field goals, it was a heck of a, you know, effort on defense. And hats off to all those players. And there were some, you know, spectacular individual performances and great job by the coaches. And, you know, offensively, again, we moved the ball well. I think we had over 200 yards in the first half. And we left some points out there, you know. You know, the one pass, you know, fullback in the flat, we tried to hit Stanley and had the, you know, ball, you know, ricochet off his hands, you know, and then get intercepted down there, you know. That's 3 points minimum. So you left some points there. And then, you know, we wanted to really execute a two-minute drill before the half. And I didn't do a good job of managing that whole situation. You know, we threw three straight passes and didn't do a good job and only took 12 seconds off and, you know, gave them the ball back with a minute 48, I think. And thank God our defense was playing so good and got us out of the situation. So a lot of good things, you know, on both sides of the ball, a lot of good things on special teams. And, you know, we'll be in there early tomorrow morning and take a look at this tape and evaluate it and see where we're at.
I know you alluded to defense, but can you just talk about the way how aggressive Greg Toler plays and pursuing the ball of Toler at cornerback?
Who was it?
Greg Toler, the way aggressiveness, the way he pursues the ball.
Yeah, I mean, he's playing with a lot of confidence, and we know he's a talented guy, Mike, and you know he feels really comfortable in the scheme. And you know, I know he had the one play, and we want him to play aggressive. You know, and he gave up the little hitch there, and probably had went with the wrong hand and things like that. But you know, interception last week, a strip and a fumble recovery. You know, this week and some other plays. I can't remember, but you know, he's got the right mentality. He's got the right mindset. You know, to play on the outside. So with him and Vontae and those other guys, you know, coming, we're going to be pretty good back there, and let Greg and the rest of those guys, you know, do a lot of things defensively.
How nice is there where Andrew is now compared to where he was this time last year?
You know, I think he's way ahead. You know, I think he started this game with, I think it was 9 for 10. Is that right? You know, and he just seems so comfortable out there. Even though we, you know, you change systems and terminology, you know, obviously with Pep coming and being familiar, and the guy doesn't forget anything. He's got a photographic memory, so it didn't take him probably but 2 days to remember the whole playbook. But he just seems really comfortable, got great command of that huddle and great, you know, command of the offense. And, you know, he's running way too much. I know that. I think, you know, he's running way too much, and we got to do a better job of, you know, keeping him clean. And but that's another dimension that people got to contend with. He's got the ability to extend plays and create, but I think he's way ahead.
How nice is that Pat and LaRon out there first defense tonight?
How much what?
Oh,
it was tremendous. You know, I looked, you know, go through the roster with the guys pregame, and you know, Avis comes in, and we go through it, and you got your whole starting unit finally out there together. So they add a spark. You know, Pat, you know, obviously brings a ton of energy and playmaking ability, and you know, he added a spark, and it was great to see him out there. And I'm really happy for Pat that he's in the place that he's in. You know, he feels better, you know, physically and mentally and the whole nine. He's not worried about anything right now, so from an injury standpoint. And then LaRon is you know, just coming out of the tunnel. You know, he's one of those guys that you make sure he's first off the bus, you know, when you get to a stadium. But you know, he brings a lot to the table. So it was great to have, you know, that starting unit back there. Our secondary has a chance, you know, with those four guys, and then Darius and you know, at the nickel spot, and the rest of the guys, Cassius and Josh, that would be you know, one of the best secondaries, you know, in the league. So it was great to have those guys there.
satisfying this week with what Cleveland had done coming in?
Excuse me? What was it?
Two straight weeks now for the defense without allowing a touchdown. Is it particularly satisfying this week with what Cleveland had done coming in?
I don't think so. I don't know if I understand and heard your question completely, but was it what Cleveland did in particular? I know you said that we've held them out of the end zone two straight weeks, right? So that's obviously a positive. Again, I didn't really catch exactly where you're headed. Say it one more time for me. My hearing's gone. I still blame it on the chemo. It hasn't come back yet. I can still use that card a little bit. Satisfying, that's the word I missed. I'm sorry. Yeah, it is. You know, because they had played two really good football games. You know, they were 2-0 and they looked impressive, you know, both running the football and Brandon, you know, Whedon had done a nice job. And you know, I've got nothing but utmost respect for Norv Turner as an offensive coordinator. I think we all do. And so it's a, you know, a confidence builder, you know, a big psychological boost for our guys to know that, you know, they had a club in here with, you know, that roster. I mean, they got good players. You know, we talked about the offensive line that they have is one of the best offensive line we played last year. The runner, the quarterback, and some wideouts that can make some plays. So very satisfying.
Is the run game quite where you want it to be right now? Or is it still something?
It's still work in progress. You know, we popped a few there at the end. And, you know, Donnie, you know, a couple of those draws, they opened up some holes. I thought our offensive line opened up some holes, and he hit a few of those draws. And, you know, I think on a first or second and 15 situation. And so we popped some big runs, which was something we were looking to do. So it's going to be a work in progress, but, you know, we're going to get better with each week. So I feel good, what direction it's going right now.
Hey Coach, you've been known for saying man sharpens man like iron sharpens iron. Do you feel that that's the case so far?
You know, I can't help but think that. You know, when you bring in, you know, add the pieces that we added, and you have the depth that we have now, and, you know, in the both, you know, up front and offense and defensive line and the secondary, linebacker, all positions for that matter. You know, guys understand that. You know, even heard Reggie Wayne in the clips. I you know, see where he said, you know, that he goes out there every day. He's not guaranteed. You know, he doesn't, and that's probably why he's going to be a Hall of Famer, obviously, because he's got the right mindset. But, you know, there's nobody in there that's relaxing. And then you can see the young guys, the second team guys, and some of those young guys that got in there in the second half, the level that they're playing at right now. I mean, because they're all fighting for jobs. They're all looking for roster spots. They're trying to, you know, make a roster. So, I think, you know, everybody's, because of the acquisitions, because of the free agents, because of the draft, those types of things, you know, our roster's, you know, in a much better place than it was at any time last year. And so, I think everybody's staying on their P's and Q's and dotting their I's and crossing their T's.
Coach, you mentioned